Blog Talk Radio. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout glory. But we're here to magnify the Lord, to make him bigger, make him larger than anything that's going on. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let's put your hands together. Hallelujah.
Because he is. is the King of Kings and he is the Lord of Lords. We want you to call a neighbor, call a friend. Let them know that the Hour of Power broadcast is on the air. We're excited about what God is going to do today. We thank God because he is God and God all by himself. We thank God for the word, for in the word we have life. In the word we have life and health. It more abundantly. There is salvation in the name of Jesus. And we want you today to be able to hear the word of God as God will encourage your heart, as God will fill your faith, that you will get insight, that you will see God in a greater way than you ever have seen him. Let's get ready at this time to go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. We thank you, dear God, for the great, for the mighty things that you have done. We thank you, dear God, for the great and the mighty things, God, that you're going to do according to your word. We thank you, God, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. That word, how we hear it in our heart, that we will not sin against thee. Lord, we thank you, God, for our radio audience. We thank you, God, for every listener that's listening to this broadcast and those that are going to be listening from day to day. Lord, today we ask thee even now, God, to touch them. Lord, if there's any sickness in their body, Lord, we pray healing, God, even now. God, is there any other, God, infirmity, God, in their bodies, Lord God? God, I ask thee, Lord God, to move on their behalf. God, if they're going through stress and worry, Lord, I pray, God, that you would touch them even now, that you would give them what they need. God, that they, God, can receive and that they can be made whole in the mighty name of Jesus. And this we will glorify and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We want to thank the Lord today for the word of God. And yes, this is the Hour of Power broadcast. We're broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. I'm Dr. Mary McCoy, and we're excited about the word of God on today. As every day that we get an opportunity to preach the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God. Just reading the word of God brings life, brings health, brings strength. It encourages your heart. So at this time, we're getting ready to preach the word of God. And our topic today is tested. Abraham tested. Testing of your faith. So we want you to know today there are testing times. And there are times that we're going to go through things in our life. And when we do, we need to know how to come through and how to be able to shine and how to be able to be still an ambassador and a vessel for God's glory and for his honor. We're going to see how Abraham was tested. All of us go through testing at one time or another. But the question is, how do you handle that testing when that your time of testing comes? So we're going to begin at that Genesis, the 22nd chapter, beginning at that first verse. And it reads, "And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and get you into the land of Moriah, and offer him therefore a burning offering unto one of the mountains which I tell you of." And I just want to stop right there. I know we're just on that second verse, and we've only read the first and second verse, but let's talk about this for a little bit. And the Word of God tells us that God, in that first verse, that God did tempt. He tested Abraham. And he told Abraham, he called Abraham at first, and he told Abraham, and he got his attention. And Abraham replied, "Here am I." He first called him to let him know that he was talking to him. He wanted to know whether or not, he wanted to make sure that Abraham was listening to what he's saying. So he said, "Abraham," and he said, "Behold, here I am." And this is when the Lord began to speak unto Abraham. And he said, "Now take your son." Now listen what God is saying. And the way that God is saying, he was talking to Abraham. He was telling him, he said, "Take now your son." Abraham knew that he didn't have but one son. But God was letting, and that son that he had, he didn't just have this son just a few years ago, but he had it. And it took he and his wife, Sarah, to have to wait a long period of time before God had blessed them with the son. God had him to wait. God had Sarah to wait. It didn't come when they expected. It didn't come when they thought it was going to come. But then afterwards, God had given them this son. Then God let him know, look at what he is saying. He said, "Take now your son, your only," look what God's saying, "your only son, Isaac," he called him by name, "whom you love." He let them know that this is your son and you love this son. He knew the love of God that Abraham had for his son. So he turned to him, he said, "To get you into the land of Moriah." And he said, "And offer him for a burning offering." Could you imagine the feeling that Abraham must have felt? Could you imagine what he may have been thinking when God have already blessed this man and his wife with a son? And they had to wait a long period of time. Both of them were in their old age, and when they had to wait for the son, his wife was 90 years old, and here God, when she had the child, and here God is saying to Abraham that, "I want you to take now your son," he said, "your only son, Isaac, whom you love. And I want you to go into the land of Moriah. And I want you to offer him for a burning offering." Could you imagine God is giving him a son, and now God is getting ready to ask him to take his son and offer his son and take him to Mount Moriah and offer him up as a burning sacrifice. And then he said, "I'm going to let him know what," he said, "take him up to one of the mountains in which I will tell you." Now here we see that God is testing Abraham. Abraham don't know actually what the end results or how God was going to do this thing. Many times we go through testing times in our life and we don't know how God is going to do this thing. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they were thrown into the fire, you know, they willingly had gone through this fire. They were willingly they didn't fight to keep them going in there, but they put them in the fire. But yet they believed God. They didn't know how God was going to do this thing. But he knew God was going to bring them out. Sometimes we go through situations in our life and we don't know how God's going to do, how God's going to bring us out. All we know is that God is going to bring us out with a strong hand and with a stretch out arm. We don't know how he's going to do it, but here we have to have faith to believe God. Now, you may say, what is faith? The Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So therefore, we see Abraham, he has been tried. You know, he's been tested. Have you been tested? Have you been tried in your life? Have you gone through some things that yet you didn't understand? I'm quite sure Abraham didn't understand what God was doing, but yet he loved it, God. The most important thing it was, and it is, that he loved it, God. He had confidence, and he had faith in God to believe God that God was not going to leave him up or forsake him. God was going to cause him to do something that was going to be detrimental to his son. And even if he did, Abraham loved his God so much that he was willing to do this thing. He didn't know whether God was going to raise his child back up after he, after Abraham was obedient to him. He didn't know that, but he knew that he loved his God, and he was committed to God. He was obedient to God. He loved it, God. So here we see that God has asked him to do this important thing, to do something that no father, no mother would want to have to offer up their child. No father or mother would want to sacrifice their son or their daughter. And here we see that God has asked Abraham to do this thing. And we see, as the word of God tells us, and Abraham, he rose up early in the morning. He didn't get up at 12 o'clock at noon. He didn't get up 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, or 4 o'clock in the day. But the word of God tells us that Abraham, he rose up early in the morning, and he saddled his ass and took two of the young men with him, and Isaac, his son, and clave the wood for the burning offering. In other words, he had split the wood for the burning offering, and he rose up and went to the place which God had told him. I mean, what a man of God. What a man of faith. What a man that believed God, even in his heart. He knew that he loved his son. He knew that this was a son of promise. He knew that God had promised him certain things concerning this boy. But yet, he believed in God. He had faith to believe God, that God was going to bring him out, that God was going to take care of him, that God was going to take care of his son. And God knew. He trusted God that he knew that God knew what he was doing. So when Abraham, after he had rose up early in the morning, and after he had saddled the ass, and he took the two young men with him, he took Isaac with him, he took the, after they clave the wood, split the wood, and for the burning offering, the men, the two young men that went with him, they didn't know what God was about to do. They didn't know what Abraham was about to do. Isaac didn't know what his father was about to do. All Abraham was doing, he was obeying God. He was going forth. He was saying that, letting him in his heart, he knew that he could trust God. And then on that third day, Abraham looked up his eyes and saw the place afar off. I mean, come on. He is there knowing that, you know, he had to travel to get to the place that he was going. But then as he got closer and closer and closer, he was able to lift up his eyes and to see the place afar off. And then Abraham said to the young men, he said, abide you here with the ass. In other words, I want you to stay here with the ass. And I and the lad, listen at the faith of Abraham. He told them to abide there, and he said, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. He had faith in God to know that although God has asked him to do this thing, to sacrifice his son, he in faith he is saying to the young men that he was going to go and they were going to worship, and he and his son will come again unto them. We're going to come again unto you. And then Abraham took the wood of a burning offering and laid it upon Isaac, his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spoke to Abraham, his father, and said, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold, the fire. In other words, I see the fire, and I see the wood, but where is the lamb for the burning offering? Aren't you missing something? In other words, I can imagine him wondering, where is the sacrifice, Dad, that you're going to sacrifice? I don't see a sacrifice. I see everything that we need to sacrifice, but where is the burning sacrifice? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burning, for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And do you not see the faith of Abraham? Abraham told his son, he said, God will provide himself a lamb. He didn't even say, you. He didn't say that. He didn't say God's going to provide, that you are the sacrifice. But in faith, Abraham said that God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. So he had faith to believe that God was not going to do this thing to his son, that God was not going to take his son's life. And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there, and he laid the wood in order and found he was doing everything that he was supposed to do. He didn't miss a step. He did everything that he would have normally done if he was sacrificing a lamb or a ram. And here we see he laid the wood in order and bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. You can imagine what his son Isaac was thinking, knowing that, father, you're about to sacrifice me. You bound me upon this altar, and you laid me here, and you put wood around about me. And here we see in that 10th verse, and Abraham stretched forth his hand, and he took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called to him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not your hand upon the lad, neither do you anything to him. But now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. So here God came, and God rescued his son. God kept Abraham from taking the life of his son. God will always make a way of escape. is not asking you, the listeners, to take your son, or take your daughter, or take your granddaughter, your grandson, and burn them as presenting them unto God. God, this is something God told Abraham, not you, to do. God didn't tell you to take the life of your children and his behalf. This is a test that Abraham was going through, a test that God wanted to test Abraham, test his love, his obedience to him, his commitment to him, to see how much that he really loved him. But that is not your test. It was Abraham's test. And God, because God knew that Abraham loved him, and that Abraham took this child as he had asked him to, the place where he asked him to go with him. And on that third day, he left the two young men and asked, and they went to sacrifice his son. Abraham did it willingly, and he did. He went through everything. He didn't miss a step, and his heart was geared to what God wanted him to do. And if he had to sacrifice his son, Isaac would have been gone. But because it was just a test. Come on. Because it was just a test, God spoke unto him to let him know not to take Isaac's son. I'm telling you on today that some things that you are going through in life, some things that you have encountered, it is just a test. It may look like you're not going to come out of it. It may look like you're not going to be rescued. It may look like what Abraham had to encounter in the sense that he had the knife, and he had the knife in his hand. He had already bound his son. He was getting ready to take the son's life. But at that moment, God spoke through him, through the angel, let him know, say, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not your hand upon the lad, neither do anything to him. But now I know that you fear God. You, in other words, you reverence him. And so, therefore, don't take his son. I know that you fear God. Sin, you have not withheld your son, your only. And this is the thing God was telling Abraham. At the beginning, he let him know that you don't have any more sons. This is your only son. But I want you to take him, and I want you to sacrifice him. There are things in our life sometimes we don't understand. But obedience is better than a sacrifice. Things don't look good. But is it a test in our life? Are we being tested? Are we being put on trial, or we don't understand what God is doing in our life? When he hasn't told us that, Mary, this is just a test, and it looks like the real thing, and yet you got to walk it out. You got to be able to believe God. You got to be able to have faith in God. It's just a test that you're going through. I'm trying you. Abraham, he didn't tell Abraham that this was a test. It was like the real thing to him. But yet he stood and he believed God. I don't know what you're going through this morning. I don't know what your test is. I don't know what you've been tried with. It could be a child. It could be a child, a disobedient child. It could be a child that's on drugs. It could be a child that's in jail. know what your trial is. I don't know the trial that somebody has come to your home and says, I'm going to take your house. And if you don't have a certain amount of money in 30 days, then this house is going to be ours. We're taking your home. I don't know what your trial is. I don't know there's a trial that you're going to the doctor and the doctor says to you that you only have 6 weeks to live. I don't know. I don't know what your trial is. But I do know that God, He is God. I do know that God, He is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. I do know that God is a miracle-working God. I do know that God moves in the supernatural. I believe that God, even as He spoke to Abraham, and let Abraham know not to touch this child, not to take that child's life. I believe that in the very instant and the very things that you're going through today and that you've been going through, that God, He will move on your behalf. I believe that God is a God that will fight battles for you. I believe that the battle is not yours, as the Word of God says, but it's God's battle. Sometimes we take things in our life as being our battle. And it is our battle if we don't let God fight the battle. But the Word of God let us know that the battle does not belong to us, but the battle belongs to God. Abraham knew that the battle did belong to him. This testing, it belongs to God. I trust God. I believe God. I'm going to be obedient to God. And I believe that God is going to bring me and my son out of this. I don't know how God is going to do it, but I believe that He is going to do it. And you have to say within yourself that even with that mortgage, even with that rent, Lord, I don't know how you're going to keep this home. I don't know how you're going to pay this water bill. But God, I know that you are going to pay it. I don't know how you're going to do it, but I believe because I ask you, because your words say, ask and it shall be given. The Word of God says, seek and you shall find, and knock and the door shall be opened. I believe the Word of God says, if we have the faith of a grain of mustard seed, say to the mountain, be thou moved. I believe that that mountain in our lives will be moved. Come on, I believe what the Word of God has said. Somebody may be sick today. Somebody may have been given a bad report. But even as God is God and God all by Himself, I know God to be a healer. I know God heals and He delivers. What about the 10 lepers? The 10 lepers that God healed. And all of them was leprous, had leprosy. But God healed every one of them. Remember, it was just one came back to say thank you when he did it. He had told her to go and show themselves. And then, but one came back and to thank God. And Jesus said, where are the nine? Remember that? Sometimes we forget to thank God for the goodness of the things that He has done in our life. But He healed them. What about Lazarus? He brought this man back to death. I'm telling you, things that look like it's over. But I want you to know that when things look like it's over in your life, it is not over until God says it's over. I don't care what kind of report you have received. It's not over until God says it's over. I don't care what the mortgage owner of the bank may say, it's not over until God says it is over. It wasn't over in Lazarus' life until God said it was finally over. But it wasn't over because when they had even put him in grave clothes and they had put him away, he was dead for 4 days. Yet God resurrected this man back to life. You may have something in your life that needs to be resurrected. You need something that in your life that you need God to move for you, you need to be able to stand on the word of God. You need to be able to what? To believe God. You need to be able to say, God, I trust you. I believe you, God. I don't know how I'm going to get through this, but God, with you on my side, I know that I'm going to come out just all right. I'm going to be all right. I'm going to make it through. You know, I am a victor. I am a conqueror. And that because of you. And even though I don't see it in the natural, but because I know who you are, I believe that you're going to do it. Father, in the name of Jesus, even if you have a son or daughter that's not saved, you got to believe God. God, I ask you to do this thing, and I know, God, that you're going to do it. God, I've asked you to save my son. God, I ask you to save my daughter. God, I ask you to save my mother. God, I ask you to save my father. Lord, God, I'm just going to believe, God, that you're going to do it. I believe, God, that you're going to come in and you're going to make the difference in our lives. So here we see God. He, in that 12th verse, it says, and he said, lay not your hand upon the lad, neither do you anything to him. But now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, a ram, a male goat, was caught in a thicket by its horn. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord, as it has been seen. And here, God tried him. God tested Abraham. And look, after he's been tested, look what happened after he had been tested. Sometimes we go through things in our life and we're thinking, my God, how can I get through this situation? How am I? How is what going to happen after I go through what I'm going through? It's been a difficult time. Sometimes it takes a week. Sometimes it may be a month. Sometimes it may be some years that you go through what you've gone through. But, oh, my God, I believe God, because he will bring you out. He will show you who he is. And it doesn't take him a long time to do certain things. It's when we don't obey God, when we disobedient, when it takes a long, long time. Many times when we're disobedient, we're not trusting God, or we're not standing on his word, or we're not fully committed unto him. And I know God will do things in our life, and sometimes he is building our faith. And to take that long for our faith and for us to endure and to walk this thing out in our prayer and our intercession before him, so it is. And so God allowed these things to be. But then when we see the word of God in that 15th verse, and the angel of the Lord called to Abraham out of the heaven the second time, and he said, by myself have I sworn, says the Lord, but because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, that in blessing I will bless you, and in multiplying I will multiply your seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and your seed shall possess the gates of its enemy. And in your seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice. Now we see why it's important for us to be obedient to God, to be able to obey his voice, When you hear him speaking unto you, we have to obey him. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. We want you to come and go with us. If you're sick, I have sickness in your body, we're going to pray for you on today. We're going to pray that God heal you. We're going to pray that God bring deliverance. We're going to pray for you that are troubled, that God will give you peace. For the word of God says, let not your heart be troubled, but ye believe in God. Believe also in me. So therefore, we're going to pray this morning that you receive peace. We're going to pray that the healing power of God will be manifested in you with leukemia, with sugar diabetes, with cancer, with anything that will cause you to be in pain or anything that will cause you to suffer. We're going to pray and believe God for your healing. You may be blind. You may can't walk. You may have been suffering with your heart. But I believe that God is able to heal and to deliver you today. I believe that God is able to move on your behalf. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray even now for those that are in our radio audience and for those that are around about. I pray, God, for family members. I pray, God, for those that are not saved and those that don't know you as Lord and Savior, God, that they will hear the word of the God today and that they will believe your word like never before. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus for infirmities in the body. I pray, God, for that person with diabetes. I pray, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will heal them right now in the name of Jesus, because there is power in your name, God, and I won't take it back. And Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, those that have had strokes and those that have had heart attacks and those that, Father God, on the edge of heart attacks and strokes, God, I pray now in the name of Jesus, Father, for them to have total healing and total deliverance. God, those, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, have any type of infirmity in their bodies, I pray healing upon them, God, even now. God, I thank you, Lord God, even now, because you say, ask and it shall be given. You said, the seeking you shall find, and knocking the door shall be opened. And Lord, those that are going through testing in their lives today, I pray, God, even now, that you would give them that strength, the inner strength on the inside, God, that they can believe you, and God, that they can stand upon your word, and God, that they'll realize that your word, say, heaven and earth may pass away, but not one of thy word will fail. So, Lord, let them know, God, that you are not in the failing business. And whatever, God, that they need, God, you specialize in anything. So I pray, God, even now, God, that they receive the word of today. That, God, that their commitment to you, God, will be greater than it has ever been. God, even in trial, God, that they will surpass. They will, God, be able to know, God, that you're God. God, I pray, God, a greater love for you, a greater obedience to the word of God. And Lord, right now your word says that we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, you said that we shall be saved. Ask thee, God, to save, deliver, and to make free. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You have been listening to the Hour of Power broadcast with Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. Please tune in with us on this coming Friday at the same time as we again come to you as we preach the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God that's able to save your soul. God bless and keep you is our prayer.